shall be showers of peace. This is the promise of God. Oh, there shall be seasons refreshing sent from the sea above. Showers of blessing within. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed. They shall be showers of blessing, precious reviving earth. Oh, over the hills and the valley, sound of abundance of rain. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing within. Mercy drops round us are falling, but for the showers we bleed. It shall be showers of blessing, send them upon us, O Lord. Grant us now every come and now honor thy word. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing within. Mercy drops round us above, but for the showers we bleed. They shall be showers of blessing, though that today they might. Oh, to God be content. Sing now as on Jesus we call. Showers of blessing, showers of blessing within. The sea drops round us are pouring, but for the showers of blessing, showers of blessing, showers of blessing within. Found us a fool, in part for the showers we play.
Amen. We all want showers of blessing tonight. Hallelujah. It's hot. We'll just finish off. Amen. Amen.
You deserve the glory.
Hallelujah. Let's give him glory.
And the honor. Lord, we lift our hands and worship.
Oh, we lift our hands as we live.
Whoa. You deserve the glory and the honor. Lord, we as we lift our holy
that's what I long for. Heart that's Abba's heart after thee.
Oh, we want a pure heart tonight.
Ooh, heart, that's what I long
for. Oh, we long for Jesus.
Heart that follows us.
Heart that hides your word.
Heart that hides your word. So that sin will not come in.
Heart that's undivided.
One you and reign.
Heart that beats compassion.
That pleases you.
Surely around you, hallelujah. Surely around it, His throne comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found. And we know we stand. Is yet so long.
Surely around it, surely around it, His throne comes down. Surely around it, the door to heaven is found. And we know His time. And we know we stand.
And Lord, we know.
Holy ground, He is yet.
Holy ground.
Oh,
we bless you, Lord Jesus. We thank you. We give you the glory.
Thank you, Lord Jesus, that your word is always true.
Hallelujah.
And it assures us that where two or three are gathered.
Amen.
Together in your name.
Amen.
There you are in the
hallelujah.
And surely.
Amen.
We know you are here tonight.
Amen.
And Father, how we appreciate you, Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, for the day so far.
Amen.
Our going outs and our coming ins. In our working places, in our
Amen.
Homes.
Thank you, Lord.
For our children.
Thank you,
oh,
Lord.
We bless you,
hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Even journey mercies that, Lord,
Amen.
You have given to us. Coming from afar and near.
Amen.
Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That we have yet another grace to be standing right on these holy grounds.
Amen.
Oh, because your spirit is here.
Amen.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. We give glory to you.
Amen.
Oh, this evening, just what is going right in within your heart. Just say something to him. Say, Lord,
Amen.
I appreciate you. I thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh,
for the day so far, what you have done for me. It has to take your protection. It has to take your mercies. It has to take your grace. And above all, it has to take your loving kindness. Oh, to see me through the day. And here I am now. Above all things, Lord, right in your presence. Oh, glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Oh God, we pray,
thank
grace.
You, Lord.
We pray for the proceedings, Lord.
We really love you, Lord.
This weekend, oh God,
because you
give us
first
love
us,
Father. Your precious and beloved
oh,
mercy.
Hallelujah.
Thine, our Lord,
thank you, Lord
Father,
Jesus.
You
thank you,
now.
God.
You help us, oh God. Quicken us, Lord, even upon the
blessed
south.
Grant be
us
the
name. We desire grace in abundance. Mercy, Lord,
thank
even
you, Lord Jesus.
We pray,
thank you,
believing,
God.
Lord. We pray, trusting in
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thou art our Savior, our safety anchor. We
thank
ask your
you,
grace
Lord Jesus.
Be glorified. Be lifted above all.
All around here, Lord Jesus,
pray your grace.
We can feel the atmosphere.
Soften his heart, Lord.
All around us, Lord, we know
in the light, Lord Savior,
that
of
you
the way
are here.
They are. I ask, Lord Savior, mercy.
Thank you, Lord
if
Jesus.
I grieve, Lord, let Lord Savior,
thank
Father,
you.
Your word stand, Lord Savior, God, and back, Lord Savior, those
give
things
glory
that we have spoken.
To you.
We ask now for your grace. In, Jesus
in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray before thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. We have a prayer request here from our sister, precious sister Lillian, as she is at work tonight and wouldn't be able to be at service. And we know there are many others that are not here. Lord, we want to lift all of them before you in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord, you know where they are. As we commit, Lord Jesus, our sister Lillian, we want to use her, Lord, as the point of contact to all the other people that are not here. The Lord, as you have made this day, O God, and even as the day is getting to an end, Lord, we have this wonderful time to be within your presence, Lord. Amen. Father, we come, Lord, with that humility, O God. We come with a broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's our sacrifice tonight, Lord Jesus. And even as we turn to your word, O God, we know you are the author of it. Father, we need inspiration from on high, Lord. We need, Lord, the quickening power. Oh, Lord, to lift us up, oh, Lord Jesus, to throw us into, oh, Lord, the utterances. That's not from man, but from the Holy Spirit, Lord. We remember our sister Lillian, Lord. Whatever, Lord Jesus, we will receive here tonight, let it be her portion in a special way, Lord, because you know how, Father, to bring your word, O Lord Jesus, your blessings unto your children. And we remember as many that, Lord, weren't able to make it also, Lord. Father, bless them, Lord Jesus. And Father, as we come again, we know we are not going to leave you the same. Bless your church, Lord.
Amen.
We ask all this in the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray with our thanksgiving. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many love the Lord?
Amen.
Glory be to his name. And tonight also we have Brother Shepherd's friend. Brother Shepherd is really doing wonderfully. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. We have a friend from, it's called Godwin. Well, Godwin, God richly bless you. Oh, just clap your hand to welcome him. Amen. Godwin, you're welcome. And then my two brothers, they were here the other day. They promised not to be, it won't be the last time. Truly, they are here tonight. So, Godwin, I know this is not going to be your last time also. God richly bless you. And may the Lord touch your heart tonight. Touch everybody's heart tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And our precious brother, welcome. Amen. Brother Joseph is also right here tonight with us.
Amen.
Amen. And we remember our pastor also and the family in North Ireland, that the Lord be with them. So as we stand in, let's turn to the reading of the word. We shall read Joel 2:25-26. Then we will read John 11:25-26. Praise the Lord. Joel 2:25-26. And then we read John 11:25-26. Let's read Joel first. It's a scripture we read, I think, last Sunday. Let's hear the word of God. It said, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten, and the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be ashamed.
Amen.
Amen. And my people shall never be ashamed. And then John 11, 25 and 26. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Oh, praise God. We will never die. We will never die. Because we believe in him. How many believe also?
Amen.
Because he asks you a question, believest thou this? Yes, Lord, we believe.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord, let's bow down. Lord, yes, we believe, oh God.
Amen.
And tonight we claim it in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord, we will never die. Thank you, the Lord Jesus, you paid that price. You died once, and Lord Jesus, it carried us over every works, every sin. The Lord Jesus, the enemy will point hands at. And the Lord Jesus, we are without condemnation. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that tonight we stand here, and Father, we are coming to see you, Lord Jesus. Oh, what you have done for us, Lord. Father, bless your word again. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thanking you in all things, in Jesus' name. Amen. Shall we be seated? Our message will be coming from the message book, The Restoration of the Bride Tree.
Amen.
There are great, great, great things in that message book. Last Sunday, we just took a little part, and this evening, let's look at another part again. So our topic tonight is Easter claim. We got to enforce. There is a claim that we need to enforce. Praise God. Probably what God has given to us, we have allowed the enemy to take. But tonight, the Lord is reminding us, claim those things. Because they are yours. I gave them. I died for it. Praise the Lord. So in that message book, when the prophet started, he said, Easter is what? A restoration time. Easter is a restoration time. And the definition of the word restore, he said, I got Webster Dictionary to find out the right definition of what restore. And then he said, to restore means to return to the former owner.
Amen.
To restore. We are in a time of what? Restoration.
Amen.
And to restore is what? Is to return to the former owner. Or to bring back the former estate. Of what? Of his condition.
Amen.
Amen. And the prophet said, we can now enforce a claim to be restored.
Amen.
That's what we are going to do tonight.
Amen.
Amen.
Enforcement.
Enforcement. We are going to enforce.
Amen.
Amen. The claims so that it will be restored.
Hallelujah.
He said, now, and then he said something which I really want to repeat. Because that's what, when he was starting the message, he said, and may God bless
Amen.
These feeble works.
Amen.
Amen. And may God bless Hallelujah. These feeble works.
Thank you, Lord.
And make it a living, real living, an impact upon our souls. Amen. Now, living in this country, there are what we call constitutional what, rights, isn't it?
Yes.
Which spells some privileges for the people.
Hmm?
Now, if a person qualifies for any of these privileges, that person puts a what? An application for them, isn't it? Huh?
Amen.
If there are, see, in this country, there are many privileges. And if you qualify, you do what? You put an application for that privilege, what, to come your way. Amen. And how we run fast to what? Put those applications. Amen. As long as it tells that I qualify, oh my. Application are put to what? To what? To enforce a claim.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, in a way, a person would what? When you apply, you are what? You are enforcing a claim.
Hallelujah.
Something that you qualify, you are entitled to. Praise the Lord. So, these are all what? National and constitutional privileges. But what we are going to look at tonight, the Easter claim is different. Praise the Lord. The Easter claim is what? It's different. Because the constitutional or national what privileges that you apply, those claims, it is what? Something that someone is trying to give you a favor. You see? It's just a favor that what? The government is trying to give to you. But this Easter claim is what? It's something that belongs to you.
Amen.
Praise God. Something that belongs to you. And in a way, it has been taken away from you. And tonight, that's what we are going to claim.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And the other one, the national or constitutional rights that the country, what the country gives you, it doesn't stand. Another government will come and he will just what, abrogate it. He will just cancel it. What about that? Amen. But here is something that belongs to you that you need to claim.
Amen.
And that's what we are going to look at tonight. He said, now, to bring anything back to its rightful owner where it belongs, that means in some way, it went away from its rightful owner.
Amen.
And it wandered around anywhere. But to restore is what? To bring it back.
Amen.
To who really owns it.
Amen.
To bring it back to what? To the normal estate where it was at the first time.
Yes.
Or to bring it back to the natural condition. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And in order to do this, we have the right what, to enforce.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. That if there is a law to enforce this rightful condition to a restoration.
Hallelujah.
Now, naturally, someone has stolen your property. The natural realm, when somebody has stolen your property, that's what the prophet was saying here. And the person is holding those things. He said, what do? You go to the law.
Yes.
Amen. You go to the law.
Amen.
For the law to do what? To bring those things back to you because they are what? Your property.
Hallelujah.
And someone has taken it.
Yes.
So you go to the law and bring it back. Amen. And the prophet said, the same thing also. We also have the privilege to enforce. Amen. That all that belongs to us, we have the privilege, authority, and everything.
Amen.
To enforce.
Hallelujah.
A claim and bring those things back, which somehow it has gotten lost. And he said, God has a law. The world has a law. God has also a law. So in the world, man will go to the law to claim his rightful what? Properties that have been taken away. He said, God also has what? A law. Amen. And he said, his word is what? It's a law. The word of God is what? Is a law. Amen. That God made this word and made it what? As he made a certain claim for the church.
Amen.
That his word to the church. Amen. Therefore, we have the right to what? To force.
Hallelujah.
This claim upon.
Amen.
Satan.
Amen.
Because he is our enemy.
Amen.
He's the only one that what takes our privileges, takes the things that belong to us. So he said, we have also the law to apply so that we can bring those things back from the hands of what? Satan. He said, therefore, we have a right to force these claims upon Satan and say, get it back.
Give it back. Hallelujah.
Give it back.
Hallelujah.
Tonight. Amen. Are you going to tell him?
Hallelujah.
Are you going to tell him?
Yes, sir.
Give it back.
Amen.
Ah. And he said, and he has to do it.
Hallelujah.
He has to do it.
Yes, sir.
Because we can take what God's agent. Amen. See? Amen. You, when you have the world, you've had to find a law association or whatever to fight for you, an agency or whatever. He said, we also got to find God's agent.
Amen.
And God's agent is what? The Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So go right down on your knees.
Hallelujah.
Go right down on your knees and say, it is thus saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Satan, it is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, give it up.
Yes, sir.
Said he got to give it up. Amen. That's all. Because the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it.
Amen.
Brethren, the Holy Spirit is there to make him do it.
Hallelujah.
Not by our strength.
Amen.
Not by our might. Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
But by my Spirit.
Hallelujah.
We cannot do it ourselves. He said, you have the agent, the Holy Spirit. Take it. Go down your knees. And tell Satan, it is thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Give it up.
Hallelujah.
And he has to what? The prophet that he has to give it up. Amen. There is a law of the land and it's to enforce. Amen. As we were already saying about the privileges that a country can give to you. Well, they are there. But meanwhile, if you are ignorant, it will go over your head. Yes. Whilst others are enjoying, if you are ignorant about what those privileges, definitely it will go over your head. Or some may know it, but they feel just lazy to apply.
Yes.
Look at the two things. Either you are ignorant or you are what? You feel lazy to apply and it will really go over your head. Amen. So the prophet said there is a law that's given in everything that the Lord God has made. There's a law in everything. Everything God created, there is a law. That's the word of God. Because they were created by what? The word of God. Amen. Everything that God created, there is a law behind it. And that's the word of God. Oh, yes, sir. And so he said, there is a law in Christ.
Amen.
There is a law in Christ.
Amen.
And that law in Christ, he said,
hallelujah,
you put him in the deepest what? Grave.
Amen.
Yes.
Put him into what? The deepest sea.
Yes.
Put him into the lowest hell.
Hallelujah.
Oh, praise God. He will come up again.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So there is a law of the Spirit of God that will raise him up.
Amen.
There's a law of the Spirit of God that will what? Raise him up. You keep him under the deepest sea, the lowest hell, or the deepest grave. There is a law. Amen.
Amen.
And the law of God is what? The word of God.
Hallelujah.
So we see that somewhere in Psalm 16:10. Quickly, my sister. Psalm 16:10. You see the law over there. That nothing can keep him.
Amen.
There's a law in Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
He said, for thou will not leave my soul in hell.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Neither will thou suffer thine holy one to see what? Corruption.
Amen.
That's the law. The word of God in Christ. That wherever you put him, oh yes sir, he is going to come out again. Oh. Give him 49 also. Psalm 49. 15. He said what? But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave. For he shall receive me. Amen.
Amen.
There is a law in Christ. Amen. That you can never keep him anywhere. He has to what? Come up again. And the law of God is the word of God.
Amen.
And then the prophet says something. Ooh. He said, this law that was in Christ, this law is in men too.
Amen.
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 This law that is in Christ is in you.
Amen.
And is in me also.
Amen.
You see where we are standing. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You see how who we are. The devil can never put us under any condition. The law that is in Christ, that law also is what is in us.
Amen.
Amen. Because we are Abraham's seed.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, what did God say? He said, thy seed
Amen.
Shall possess the gates
Hallelujah.
Of his enemies.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The devil can never keep us anywhere. That law that is in Christ is in us also.
Amen.
We've been what? Abraham's seed.
Amen.
So thy seed, God said, thy seed
Amen.
Shall possess the gates of
Amen.
His enemies.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Amen.
And what about the church? What about the church? I know many people in your mind have gone to it already. What about the church? Hallelujah. He said, upon this rock. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I will build my church.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And the gates of hell
hallelujah.
Can never prevail against
Amen.
It. See? The law that is in Christ, where the devil can, and he has proven it on the day of what? On the day of resurrection.
Amen.
He proved it. So, my brother, so we are, so is the church. Nothing of the devil can ever override the church.
Amen.
Can override what? The bride of Christ.
Amen.
You and me. There is power in you.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Brethren, we need to exercise
Amen.
This law of God.
Amen.
We need to exercise this law of God. Amen.
Amen.
He said, the law of the Spirit of God is to force Satan to give up which he has unrightfully
Amen.
And deceitfully
Amen.
Taken from God.
Amen.
The souls of men he took from God, the souls of women, children, sickness of the body he placed upon people. We have what?
Amen.
The law is there. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
And even when he was going, the commission, you remember the commission even?
Amen.
Said, this sign shall follow them that believe.
Amen.
In my name.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
They will lay hands upon the sick and they will recover.
Amen.
It's the law of God.
Amen.
And we need to what? Apply.
Amen.
Claim them. And begin to what? Exercise them.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. brethren, it looks as if, is that if Satan had robbed you of the privileges of being the son or daughter of God, we have a right this night,
yes,
by the Holy Spirit,
amen,
to enforce the claim of God. Bring them back.
Amen.
Tonight, we have it.
Yes.
Then begin to what? Begin to ask the message is coming. Begin to now pick all those things that Satan has what, taken away from you.
Amen.
The things that you know that this is where I should have been, or this is what belongs to me, and Satan has taken away tonight. Amen.
Amen.
By the Holy Spirit,
yes,
we are going to claim it.
Amen.
Give it up.
Hallelujah.
Satan, give it up. Thus saith, because it is thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
He said, if he has afflicted you, made you sick, if we have that, we have the right before God to enforce the law of God. By, he said, because he said, by his stripes,
hallelujah,
we are healed.
Amen.
So what need to stand on our, in our ways? Amen.
Amen.
I've not heard the latest news anyway, but you know, last Monday, that sister we prayed for, he was to be operated on last Monday, isn't it? It has been postponed. God bless
Amen.
You. Amen.
Amen.
Because that day, the church exercised its right here.
Hallelujah.
And claimed healing for the sister.
Amen.
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 They prepared everything ready. Monday, she was going for the operation. They are going to what? Slash her tongue. Oh my, look at the wickedness of Satan. Said, this sister likes to what? Go out witnessing. See what Satan wants to do. To just slash her tongue away. So that she couldn't what? Talk. Amen. But praise be to God.
Amen.
We are still praying for her.
Amen.
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 There must be a restoration.
Amen.
She got to be brought back.
Amen.
To where? Oh, God, the way how God made her.
Amen.
Amen. So bring him back. Turn him loose. You are taking him out here under the death, and we claim him. Bring him back now.
Amen.
The prophet said, does the enforcement restore it back to its natural condition again. A man is sick. Any man sick. A baby is sick. A woman is sick. See, they are out of their natural condition. Then we have a right tonight to enforce our claim.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
He is our claim because God gave it to us.
Amen.
By his stripes we were healed.
Hallelujah.
He was wounded for
Amen.
Our transgressions.
Thank you,
Amen. Now, the sad thing is, brethren, let's look at it well. The sad thing is, it looks as if nature uses the power of God.
Mm.
Amen. The law of God.
Yes.
Nature uses it to really glorify God.
Mm.
It is we. It's just so sad that we, in the image of God, we looks as if we don't actually take this law of God to apply them. You see, the prophet was talking about, for instance, look at the fish. He said, there is what? Even just a fish. He said, there is what? There is a law in the fish.
Amen.
Amen. And that fish can what? Can just suspend itself and go deep, 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 deep to the deepest part of
Amen.
The sea. Amen. And then we'll come back out again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
See? But, brother, is that law in you?
No.
Is that law in you? When man even tries to go to act like a fish, he has to use what? Oxygen and all those sort of things. Praise the Lord. You see, that is not the law in you. And you cannot live there. You will be there. You have to be there for some period and you have to come out. But the fish will be there all its lifetime. That's the law that is in him. And he is what? Applying that law.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you.
And he talked about what? The bed also. That a bed, there is a law in a bed.
Amen.
And I love the way how the prophet put it. He said, on earth here, we have what? The gravitational pull, isn't it?
Amen.
There's a gravitational pull on earth here. That anything that you just hold like this way, when you leave it, it has to come down.
Amen.
That's what the gravitational pull we're talking about.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
But the bed, there is a law in the bed.
Amen.
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 That defies the law of gravity.
Amen.
Oh, wonderful.
Hallelujah.
There is what? A law in the bed that can defy the law of gravity. So it can fly up.
Hallelujah.
Amen. And then we'll suspend itself like this. Ooh. Oh, enjoying what? The law that is in him.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It will be enjoying what? The law is going go round this way. Oh, no effort.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Just take the bed to what? To the highest skyscraper. And just throw it down. Ooh, you just open what?
Amen.
Oh, the law. Amen.
Amen.
See, let's go and put you there. Amen. Is that law in you?
No.
Let's put Tara, we put you on a even three-story building. Praise God. And then we throw you. Can you die before you reach the ground? Amen. Because of what? Fear.
Amen.
Amen. That law is not in you.
Hallelujah.
But the law that is in the bed is what? Applying it.
Yeah.
But what I want you to watch here is what? How he defies what? The law of gravity.
Amen.
Amen. Brethren, the same also. We have been put here. And we have what? The gravity of sin.
Yes.
And evil.
Yes.
Always pulling us down. Amen.
Amen.
The gravity of sin and evil pulling us down that we will not be able to make what the rapture.
Amen.
Praise God. And this same law must be in us.
Amen.
That we will defy the gravity of sin.
Amen.
The gravity of evil.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
And soar up. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
And it's in us.
Amen.
It's there.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We've got to defy the gravity of sin.
Amen.
And evil and all these worldly things that are what? Pulling us down every day. So that we cannot even come into church, it becomes a problem. Things pulling us here and there. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
But my brother, you have what? The law of God in you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. You have the law of God in you.
Amen.
To defy the gravity of sin and all these worldly things. Amen.
Amen.
And soar up and beat your God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That's it. He said, the bed now is a, its body is a material and is earthbound, set on earth here, but it has a law within it that the law is spread its wings and it can fly plumb out of sight. That's against science. See, because of the law of gravity, it's against science. They claim it's an earthbound
earthbound, but gravitation has to hold it here, but it can defy gravitation, lift itself up of it and go right out on, because he has what? He has to put that law that is in him to work. Amen. And it's built to possess that law. Amen. Amen. Brethren, let's put that law in us. Let's put that law in us.
Hallelujah.
The word of God.
Amen.
That we are just what? Passing through. Amen. Oh, look at what Abraham said. He said, there is no continuing city here.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
But we look for one to come.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that city with builder and maker.
Amen.
Is God.
Amen.
We just passing through, brethren. That is not our home. And so we have that law in us that will take us out from this place. And let's put that law in us. As the bed puts that law, he said he is built to possess it. We have been built to possess it. Amen. Possess what? Possess the gaze of the enemy. Oh, hallelujah. That's wow. We've been built, brethren. Tonight, we're going to exercise that. Going to exercise that. Oh, time is going. My. Now let's just look at a little something about how I had to jump to a place. The time for us to what? The claim. When we need to do this claim. Amen. He said, look at the solar sun. I'm reading from the Super Sign, Shreveport, 1963.
Hallelujah.
He said, look, the solar sun up there, it has control over what? All botany life. When a seed is laying there and the sun strikes it, it comes back to life. Yes, sir. The Son of God is the controller of eternal life. The S-U-N is the controller of what? Botany.
Amen.
And the S-O-N is the controller of what? Eternal life. And you know, as we had a little about it last Sunday, the thing is, when the earth moves away from the S-O-N, it enters into what? Winter. And the winter condition what? Kills it. Praise the Lord. But by the return of the sun,
amen.
He said flowers, plants, everything, they do what? They claim that they had to live.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. They claim that they got to live.
Hallelujah.
And so you see the flowers and all the leaves and everything coming back to life again because of the return of what? Of the sun.
Hallelujah.
S-U-N. Amen. So it is, we all went into a kind of what? Wintry condition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We went into a condition whereby we were what? Following denominations, maybe in disco and stadium. When you talk about stadium, I'm the number one. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
That was our condition. Winter has killed us. Because we weren't in the presence of the S-O-N.
Hallelujah.
But now, there has been the return.
Amen.
Amen. There has been the return. As the prophet said, Luther time could not restore the word. Wesley time could not restore the word. Pentecost could not restore the word. Amen. But in this our age,
amen.
Hallelujah,
amen.
The word has been restored.
Amen.
The word is back.
Amen.
And here it is the time for us to claim our word, the life.
Amen.
Claim the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Claim the word.
Amen.
Claim to live.
Amen.
I'm just running quickly because so that we could just use a... today, what time do we close? 9:30, yeah? Ah, okay. I thought 9 o'clock, amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So, he said, all that the winter killed, then the sun restores, returning of the sun. What does it do? It forces. Amen. It forces what? Death to bring, to live and to bring back life again. Oh, it's true. If you are in a place where you see where winter actually is, when snow has covered everything, you will see all the plants are what? You see only the branches. Sometimes the branches are gone. You see only the stalks standing. Amen.
Yes.
The winter has said, that's what the prophet we read. Oh, the canker worm, the caterpillars, and the palmer worm, and the locusts, they've eaten. But he said, I will restore.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So you see the wintry season, all greens are gone. Then when the sun starts coming, oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, it first melts what? All the snow and the ice that's upon the earth. It melts all of. And then you see what? The greens started shooting. The flowers coming back to life again. The birds, all of them had gone hidden. But they will come out now chirping. Oh, praise the Lord. Life is come back again. By the returning of the sun sunshine. Amen. And in this our day, brethren, the message, this message is the return of what? S-O-N. Is the return of what? S-O-N.
Amen.
This is what? The life where we need what? To claim.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So tonight, he said, but you see, the return of the sun, the flower claims, because it has the right to rise again. And God's law of nature, God is restoring. Restoring what? Restoring nature. He's restoring the flowers, he's restoring the leaves, he's restoring the fruits. And we know that as last week you look at it, you saw the table. That they ate what? The fruits, ate what? The leaves, ate the back, and sucked the life out of what? Of the church.
Amen.
And these are all the things that what he said he will restore. So the prophet now bringing the whole thing to nature. He said, now with the return of the sun, he's restoring what? He's restoring the fruits. Restoring what? The leaves. Restoring what? The flowers. Praise God. So with the return of the S-O-N, all that was what? Lost. Since from what? The days of the apostles. Is what? Back again.
Amen.
It is the time that, brethren, we must put our claim for a restoration. A restoration to be what? To bring a manifestation of what? The children of God in our lives.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So it is now with the people. All that the winter cold has called, former religion killed out there, and nearing the Son of God in this last day, come into his church, restore it back, live again. Oh, yes, sir. He said, I will restore, thus saith the Lord. God restores his flowers, his leaves, his nature, his seed upon the earth. Therefore, we know then that God will restore his habitation. God will restore his habitation. And he will restore his Eden. And he will restore everything that death killed. That's right. But the thing is, unless when the sun comes, maybe that particular seed that has been frozen is what? It's on the wrong place.
Amen.
If you are, it's on the wrong place, it's not possible.
Amen.
That life could come out of it. Amen.
Amen.
The return of the sun, but Life will only come into the seed if the seed is at the right place. If it's not in the right place, it can never. As we saw, put the seed here. Amen. And let all this light, this is also light. Eh? Let it focus on the seed. It can never, life in there can never come out. It's at the wrong place. So it is with man also. Praise the Lord. If we really need life, then we go to positionally place ourselves where to receive what? The S-O-N sunshine. Positionally placed. Amen. That's one of it's very important where you are. Oh, so Brother Godwin, many times we need life, but probably where we have been living, where we have been what? Fellowshipping, or where we have been what? Trying to live a life. The light of the gospel is not shining at that place. Amen. So life cannot come in you. Yes. Amen. You may be seated here and yet, oh, you are not positionally placed. Praise God. Because all the moments your mind is always somewhere. Your mind is always what, somewhere. Just like what? The children of Israel. When they left Egypt, their body was going towards the promised land, but their heart was still in what? Was still in Egypt. Amen. Their body was moving all right towards what? The promised land. But their heart was still back in what? Egypt. That's why every day, oh, we remember, oh, the cucumbers, the camelons, and the mallets, and the fish that we did eat in Egypt. Oh, let's make a captain and go back to Egypt. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. Their heart is there. Amen. So you may be seated here, but your heart is not here. Amen. You have not positionally placed yourself. Amen. Praise God. But tonight, the main thing we want to look to, that we have the power of God, the law of God in us, to make a claim tonight. Anything that we have lost, anything that we know that it should have been, oh, our prerogative what? Rights. But the enemy has taken it. Tonight, we have what? The word of God, the law of God, to bring it back, to restore it. Amen. Is it for your children? Oh, maybe one of my children is getting out of line. That is not the will of God. Amen. You have every word, the word of God tonight, to restore. Amen. To bring that child back. Tell Satan, get out on your knees. Tell Satan, thus saith the Lord. Give it back. I'm restoring my child tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, sir. And he said, the prophet said what? He has to give it up. Amen. And it was based upon your faith. Gather your faith. See, one thing is that when you really want to receive something, let it be a real fight, especially from the enemy. Because he's wicked. Praise the Lord. What is it tonight? Yes, you have, you must what? You must receive as we are living in this world. Yes, you need work. Amen. If you are looking for a job, and all doors are closed. Amen. Tell Satan tonight, give it up. Documents matter? Tell Satan, give it up. Amen. Amen. Any situation, any condition, I'm going to read something. The prophet said, no matter how the condition is, no matter how the condition is, as we are still remembering that sister in prayer. No matter her condition is, we can what? Bring it back.
Amen.
Tonight, that is what we are going to pray. That only thing that is what has not been what in the right place, we are putting it back to the right place. Because he said, as the prophet said, as Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into what? The ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, and it will what? It will bring forth what? Much fruit. Brethren, tonight, the prophet said, no matter, regardless of the condition, let me read it that way. He said, Job said something. Though the skin worm destroys my body, yet in the flesh, in my flesh will I see God. And the prophet said, regardless of how little we are, now take faith in this tonight. Take faith in it and take this and build up your faith tonight. That you have what? Power in you. You have the Lord of God in you. Amen. He said, regardless of how little we are, how low we are. Amen. Are you building your faith? No, he said, regardless of how little we are,
hallelujah,
how low we are, how impure we are.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't look at what? Oh, yesterday I did this thing wrong. Oh, yesterday, forget it.
Amen.
Amen. Let the past bury its what? Things.
Hallelujah.
As Paul said, the things that are behind me, I don't attend to them, but I look forward towards the mark. Tonight, look forward towards the mark.
Amen.
Don't condemn yourself that what? I did wrong yesterday. I did this yesterday. Amen. You are right before the Lord. Praise God. That regardless of how little we are, how low we are, how impure we are, how unholy we are.
Yeah.
Oh, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Don't look at those things. Don't look at those circumstances. But tonight you are before him.
Amen.
Because you want to put a claim. Amen. Amen. And restore, bring back the restoration.
Amen.
The things that what are not working in your family, you want to restore them tonight.
Amen.
And you are not looking at what you are. Amen. But you are looking at what? Who he is.
Amen.
Amen. You are looking at what? Who he is. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Hope. Who is Hope? And you?
Tom.
Yes, and Godwin. Don't look at anything. He is here tonight. All what is on your heart, just put into prayer. Praise God. He will restore it. Said, I will restore. Thus saith the Lord. Amen. So don't look at how little you are, how low you are, how impure you are, how unholy you are, how sick you are.
Amen.
Amen. How afflicted you are.
Amen.
The Lord of God's Spirit, his word, make it obey him.
Amen.
Amen. Forces the issue.
Amen.
Give it back. And the prophet said, Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir. That's it.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, I said, oh, if we could just think of that for a minute.
Amen.
What has been read? He said, if we can just think about it for a minute. Not looking at who you are and what you are or what you have done. But tonight looking to him who he is.
Amen.
Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Who says, I will supply all your needs.
Hallelujah.
According to my riches in glory.
Amen.
Amen. Who says, ask and it shall be given unto you.
Amen.
Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. He that says, as many that will believe, all things are possible.
Amen.
He's here tonight. Amen. The law is in your hands tonight.
Hallelujah.
He said, if we could just think of that for a minute, regardless of conditions, no matter what the condition is, the law of God's word forces the condition to cope with his word. Yes, sir. Amen. So look at the flower now lying there. It's dead. The seeds are what? Rotten, gone. Pulps gone out. That doesn't have one thing to do with it.
Amen.
The condition of the flower lying there, that has nothing to do with it. Dead, everything just finished. But that has nothing to do with it. But what is needed is what? The return of the SUN.
Amen.
He said, it will rise again. Because God has set a law for it to rise again. God has set a law for us.
Amen.
Amen. That law that was in Christ is in us.
Amen.
The devil can never put us anywhere.
Amen.
Amen. We can never be brought under any power.
Amen.
Because we have a law in us. Amen.
Amen.
Oh yes, sir. As the bird, as he flies out there. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Have you seen a bird falling down before? Huh? Unless that bird is dead.
Amen.
Huh? Somebody probably shoots it and is dead, and then he will fall. The gravitation will actually take him down. See, amen. So unless you yourself also, you are dead. You don't want to what? Bring yourself before what? The S-O-N. Amen. You never see a bird falling down.
Amen.
He will even make what? You just like he's coming to fall. Ooh, then he goes back again. Amen.
Amen.
Nothing can bring it down. Amen. Tonight, how many believe that we have the law in us? And we have the musicians come. We have the law in us to bring everything back towards to restoration. All that is upon your heart tonight.
Amen.
There is a law in you. And that law is to what? Is to bring it back, to restore whatever you need in life. What you are looking for is here tonight. Oh, brethren, let us make our claim. Look at how the worldly claims. We try to search everywhere, searching. Ah. Brother, have you heard? Have you heard? It came yesterday that all parents with at least one child, amen. Tomorrow, you must be at the Bank of Ireland. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
You see everybody running to go and what? Claim. And brethren, we have it here. Amen. Those ones, they are what? They are meat that perisheth. You get the money, you use them, isn't it? It will perish. But there is a meat that perisheth not. Amen. So they said, let us labor for the meat that perisheth not. Oh, hallelujah. Christ says, I have meat to eat. And that meat is to do the work of God. Let us do the work of God, brethren. Let us do what he says.
Amen.
Amen. Let us humble ourselves. We have all this in hand. Let's make use of the law that is in us. Amen. How many love him?
Hello, love.
Hello. Oh, tonight.
Claim to worship you.
Tell him.
Yellow
light.
Yellow light.
Prophet put it here. Let us tonight through the Spirit mortify the deeds of the body. Let's bring everything as we sang just now. Not looking at the circumstances. Not looking at the situation. Amen. Your situation that you are bringing before Him tonight, don't look at it. That is impossible. No, sir. All things are possible in His name. And He said there is a law in us to restore tonight, brethren. Through the Spirit, mortify the deeds of the body. Mortify all doubts, unbelief. Because he said, brethren, we are not debtors. We are not debtors. We are owners. Amen. What you are going to claim, you owe, is yours. It's yours. It's yours. It's the purpose of God for you and your family. As many that will be praying for the church, God bless you. It's what is our duty. He said, we are the sons of God, led by the Spirit of God. And even he said, the Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. So tonight, brother, my sister, what you have, never, ever doubt, but believe that you have the law of God in you to bring it to pass. Now, throw yourself before the Lord. Throw yourself before the Lord and say, Lord, here I am tonight. I've heard your word. I know your word. All has been given to us. Your word is inspired and is profitable to us. Tonight, it has come to me, oh, for me to know that I'm a child of God and that the very Lord that was in Christ is in me also. That the enemy has no way to bring me down. Cannot keep me anywhere. Because your word tells me, as a seed of Abraham, that I will possess every gates of the enemy. Tonight, I'm possessing the gates of the enemy and making my claim with the Lord of God in me. Satan, give it up. Give it up. Give it up. Pray, my brother. Pray, my sister. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here to answer every request tonight. He's here to make good. He's here. He's here. He's here. He's here. As a priest. He's here as a priest. Sitting at the right hand of God. Making good every confession tonight. He will make good every confession tonight. That remember the Lord that is in you. What was in Christ is in you. Oh, how great you are. Don't look how little you are. Don't look how low you are. Don't look how impure you are. Don't look how unholy you are. Don't look how sick you are if you are looking for healing. But look to him, the God. Look to him. Whatever you are looking for tonight. Remember the law that is in you. Enforce it, enforce it, enforce it, enforce it. Tell Satan, give it up.
Father, oh God, have the preeminence, Lord, where your children rise in prayer. Oh Jesus, we are asking even in thy name that thou would give unto us, Lord. Father, these needs.
Oh, yes, sir.
Lord, anything perilous, Lord, we pray, oh God, that thou would change that situation. Bless Lord his family, Lord, in prayer. God bless you, Lord, in prayer.
Cleaning in this word we ask, and we ask for these things.
to us thy glory, let the dews of heaven bring us a refreshing shower. Thy glory once more, the dews of heaven bring us, oh, a refreshing shower. Thy glory once more. I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord your healer. Oh, I said my word and I healed your disease. I am the
Board of life sees trouble. Sometimes I soar like an eagle from the heights. Above the peaks my soul can be found. An unexpected storm will drive me from the heights. Brings me low, but never brings me down. Oh, I know. I know. Oh, I know. I know my blessed Redeemer. I know the Maker of the race.
shine again. I know the master of the wind.
Oh, I know,
Lord Jesus.
I know
the master of the
wind. Oh,
I know my blessed Redeemer.
Storms, billows, winds,
amen,
that have been blowing against you and me tonight, the Master has said, peace, be still, and all has come. Quietness is what quiet. Now is what the breeze of life that is blowing. Do you feel the breeze of life? Oh, that is blowing across, making us what we are tonight. How many love him? We will ask our precious brother, Joseph, come and close us in prayer. God bless you.
Heavenly Father, thank you once again for speaking to us, Lord, in such a way, Lord, that our hearts are touched to know that you have put the power in your word.
Amen.
And the law to use that power. Thank you, Jesus, that we got the right to claim and to make enforce all that the law that you have given to us.
Amen.
To see how nature can obey and enforce the law.
Amen.
Oh Lord, and we who are in the image of God, we are so far from the nature, Lord. How we are distracted by the thing of the world and our own unbelief, preventing us, Lord, to claim back our rights. Lord Jesus, because of our sin, you came as a lamb.
Amen.
To give up your right so that you could save us through your blood.
Amen.
But in these last days, Lord, according to your promise, Malachi 4, Luke 17:30, Hebrews 13:8, you came down, Lord, Revelation 10, as a lion, no more to give up your right, but to claim your right. You are no more a lamb in these last days, Lord, because we are here, Lord, to enforce our rights. And you came, Lord, as a guarantee to us, for us, Lord, is a lion of the tribe of Judah. We are here, Lord, as your bride.
Amen.
To claim back our rights.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus, for bringing these things back to our memory, Lord, to remind us, Lord, As your prophet said, the spirit of man always forgets. But you are here to remind us these things, Lord. We are touched to know that we are so distracted. We are so away from you, Lord. But thank you, Lord, tonight. We believe that the Holy Ghost is here.
Amen.
As God's agent.
Amen.
To enforce.
Amen.
Our claim.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, by ourselves we don't have power.
Amen.
To claim anything, but we have authority.
Amen.
And the Holy Ghost got the power to do it.
Amen.
On our behalf. We can remember, Lord, when this brother lost his car.
Hallelujah.
His car was stolen. And when he came and spoke to the prophets of God,
amen.
And the prophet of God prayed,
amen.
He claimed,
amen.
Then the Holy Ghost, the God's agent, went out and enforced upon this thief to bring back the car. Lord Jesus, we believe that the Holy Ghost is here. And if the devil is trying to steal our health away from us, if the devil is coming with sickness, disease on us, we claim, and we believe that God's agent, the Holy Ghost, will go upon the devil and enforce the law, tell him to get out. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your servant. Anoint him again. Inspire him more so that whenever he stand up, you'll be blessing your bride. We believe that you have answered every request.
Hallelujah.
That went up to you, Lord.
Yes.
As we are going to dismiss and going away from this place, be with us, Lord.
Amen.
Till we meet again on Sunday,
amen.
We'll bless your name.
Amen.
In Jesus Christ's name we pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Let's sing our last song.
Do you know grace? Amazing grace. Have you heard how sweet the sound? There are many dangers, toils and snares we've already come. Look where you came from and where you are, and I'll ask you, do you and snares?